Tsai.
Spend the day with Tsai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Tsai Thursday Live.
Radio Tsai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairam and greetings from Prashant Nilaya. A warm welcome to all of you for today's segment, for today's Thursday Life, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Today is 11th of December and the time right now in our studio is 12 noon. As part of today's segment of Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you the second part of conversation with Brother Sandeep. In fact, the first part of this conversation I had played for you last week, and in that conversation, Brother Sandeep spoke to us about his involvement in water projects that the Sai youth of Visakhapatnam are involved in and around the tribal villages of Visakhapatnam. And till now, till date, they have undertaken 108 water projects. So in the conversation that I had played for you last week, Brother Sandeep spoke to us about his involvement in these 108 water projects in the tribal villages around Visakhapatnam. So today I'll be playing for you the second part of this conversation. And in this conversation, Brother Sandeep will also tell us about his involvement during the service activities which the Satya Sai Seva organization had conducted during the Hudhud cyclone, which had affected the districts of Visakhapatnam, Srikakulam, of Andhra Pradesh this year. So let's listen to the second part of this conversation with Brother Sandeep.
Sairam, Brother Sandeep, greetings and once again a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam.
So in the previous recording you told us about the water projects in which you are involved in the tribal villages around Visakhapatnam. So 108 villages, 108 water projects, right?
Yes. Sairam. 108 water projects, each village we have counted one water project actually. And there are some projects around 10 which were interlinked. Means common source they used to have. If their source is very big and the villages are nearby and everyone used to walk 4-5 kilometers far away for getting the water. And if the source is well sufficient for those 3-4 villages at all, we used to make first one common tank. One big tank actually in the starting village, then that will be given parallel connection to the next 2-3 villages also. Like this, around 130-140 villages approximately were benefited. Actually, every village we considered as one project.
So 108 villages, right?
108 villages. In some villages, there were 3-4 villages in one project like that.
So what was the reaction of the villagers? How did they feel?
Every time we used to go to the village, they used to tell only one thing. From the past 15 or 10 years or 5 years, we are going to the government officials. We are daily meeting them, whether it is MLA or panchayat heads or mandal heads. No one was caring. But only one person who has cared as is Satya Sai Baba. As they knew that in the beside villages something is happening and some good has happened because of Satya Sai Baba, and whenever one water project is completed, they used to celebrate like a festival. To that, the surrounding villages people used to come, and they used to know like this because of Satya Sai Baba has come, done some good thing, gave us water and all. So they used to come and ask us. Just once they used to ask, and our Sai team used to go there and see whether there is need or not, whether there is good source or not, whether that source is useful in the summer or not. We used to see, and we used to once pray in front of Swami. Swami, we are doing this, we are doing this, this village, like this. And we used to get a send from Swami. And we used to start. They told only one thing. We went many times to the government officials, but nobody cared us. Only Satya Sai Baba has cared us. So they felt very happy. And every time if we say any service is there in Puttaparthi, or they only asked us many times, we want to see Swami, we want to come Puttaparthi. So now also they have come, 350 members. Last April we have come. And every time some water project is completed, and next if there is any occasion like any festival and all, we used to come from all the villages and all. They all felt very happy.
Very nice, very wonderful and commendable job of completing this 108 water projects. Now, you are from Visakhapatnam, right?
Yes.
So, this year, recently in the month of October, there was a cyclone, Hudhud cyclone.
Hudhud.
And because of that, Visakhapatnam is one of the districts which was worst affected. And in fact, I was just going through Wikipedia, it says that about 70,000 crores of rupees
affected,
yes. And Satya Sai Seva organization was one of the organization which came forward to help the victims. And you are a part of it, right?
Yes,
so
Sarah,
please tell about it. How was it? First you start with telling about the Hudhud cyclone. When it hit the districts and which all districts it hit?
Actually, Hudhud cyclone, full-fledgedly we felt the effect on October 12th. Hmm. October 12th, 2014. From 2-3 days before, the government was warning, the people were being vacated, everything the government was doing. But on 10th, 11th onwards, the government has started. But we got the worst scene we had seen in our life, and many of our youngsters, big people, old people also said they have never seen this type of cyclone, because the wind speed was up to, at most it has touched up to, according to government records, around 215 kilometers per hour.
Mm-hmm.
That resisted for only short time. And around on an average, it was up to 160 kilometer per hour, 160, 170 kilometer per hour the wind speed was. And right from morning 5:30, 6 o'clock onwards until night 10:30, we had seen worse situations. The wind was blowing like it was like hell, and we were unable to move out. We were seeing with our eyes our surrounding village, small houses and all flying away.
Oh.
We were unable to do anything. Trees getting uprooted, electricity, poles, everything fell down.
Oh.
If we go out, we are feeling like we will fly away or not. We are scared. One thing only we can do, we stand in front of Swami's photo and we praying is only one thing left in us. And in the evening, it got calmed down around half an hour. So we went out and saw everything. So much destruction had happened. Again it started. Only half an hour it gave gap and again started. So that day until night 10 o'clock we were unable to move. And some of our Sai brothers in some areas they got some gap. So they prepared some food and fruits which they have locally. They went to some of the low-lying areas and all there where people were there.
In the night.
They distributed in the night and evening. Possibly only half an hour we had time. In that time, some of them distributed food. And on that day, we did not have chance also because the wind was blowing like anything. We were unable to move outside. The poles fell on the road. What might happen, we can't do anything. So that day full, we were locked up inside. So the next day morning, we have come out. Everyone, communication system is not there. What to do? So we all gathered in one place, everyone. And on that day, actually, we did the service in the local area. Every hospitals, the trees got uprooted, fell down. We used to, everyone drag those trees and all.
Mm.
First, we need to make road and all. Mm. The electricity poles were lying on the road. We dragged them out. Everyone local also supported. So, meanwhile, we are doing the water projects in the tribal areas of Argu and Paderu. Once the communication system has started, we started contacting them. They told, Sairam, nothing is left here. Every house have blown off. We cannot do anything. In like this, they have told.
In the so, tribal villages.
In the tribal villages.
Okay,
and all.
Also.
As we are doing, we had some contacts, no, Sairam. We called them, everyone. Whoever we know in the villages, we called everyone. Some of them we were unable to reach, some of them we were able to reach. So we told everyone whom we have reached to once make a list. you go to surrounding villages, not only the villages which we have done the water project, but also the villages which were severely affected and also affected. Those houses were blown off. We asked them to divide into the categories, fully affected and partially affected, and those poor people and all, they have made a village list, and in that village list, the people list also, whose houses are blown off like this. Meanwhile, we talked with our Samti people. Our Central Trust also helped us. Central Trust has sent us blanket and sari also.
Mm.
After 7 days, we gathered everything, food, material, blankets, and all, everything we gathered, and it took around 2 days to go every village, and one village named Boddapattu, we walked around 4 kilometers. There was no road, nothing. We told them before, one day, so they made us a temporary road. Until some distance they made, after that they told Sairam, we cannot make after this, because all the rocks and all fell on the road. From the until the place we went on the vehicle, and after that we went by walk. All these material and all, material means blanket, sari, mainly tarpaulins we got for the villages,
temporary shelter
for the villages whose top houses were blown off. For them, tarpaulins, around 350 tarpaulins we have distributed in all the villages. Tarpaulins, blankets, saris, and coming to the food means for children and all, milk powder, cookies, biscuits, and tamarind, chilies, and rice, dal, and big size candle, matchbox. For each house, one candle we gave, because until now also so many villages did not get electricity and all. So we distributed those candles also. And Central Trust also helped us, and City Samiti, everyone helped us, and it took 2 days around to fully all the villages, to go through the villages. First they have prepared one full list of all the villages and all. That before Sunday we went personally to see what the villages, how the condition is, how the according to their list and all. At the same time, every month we used to distribute fry protein food and for these pregnant ladies and all, this kaju and dry fruits and all. So that also we have distributed at the same time. Around 100 pregnant women used to be there, in these Arku and Paderu. At the same time we distributed that also.
So now to these tribal villages, the other NGOs didn't go, or only Satya Sai organization?
Other NGOs did not go. Until now, this government also did not reach. Yet today also, we are unable to reach. They are telling only one thing, whether it was Hudhud or whether it was water projects. We kept many complaints or many requests to these government officials.
Villagers were saying,
government officials, or complaint or request, if anything it may be. No one cared it, but it's only Sat Sai Seva organization has cared it, and Sat Sai Baba has given us thing. So they were somewhat happy. In the media and all, we are saying that this much, we are distributing that much, but until the gross level, nothing went up until now also. Some villages they have got through government, that also fully damaged material and all, no quality, but we Sat Sai organization has given them with full quality and all.
So for a couple of days you did this service activities, right?
Yes.
After this Hudhud cyclone. So can you share some touching incident that you came across while doing these activities, while distributing the candles, blankets to the victims or anything else?
Actually, in one village, while we are going, fully road and all, everything damaged. So we went...
One of the fully
tribal villages only.
Okay. Actually, in the main town, Visakhapatnam, you didn't do much activity, is it?
Our team did in tribal villages. In the main town also, our success organization has done. There also, they have distributed going door to door there also.
And these tribal villages are extra that success organization has done,
extra,
right?
Yes. Because these are the more needy people.
Yeah,
there, the government can go after 10-15 days also, but here, after 1 month also, nobody has
reached
it.
Yeah.
One of the villages we have seen worstly affected actually. Trees have fallen down directly on the houses and all. Every house has been damaged. They all had only one small school actually. Everyone was lying in that school until 7 days also. We informed one of our people. He told that in this village that he had also did not go. He also had some sources that one of that village near Taida actually. That village also got affected. That Sai brother also did not go, but he had information. So we went there and saw it was worse, like almost 7th or 8th day, but it was the same situation.
Same position.
Nobody went there. And we felt very bad actually. We thought to do something. At the same time we went back, we bought some food material and all, and the same spot we distributed temporary, and we have come back. And next time when the relief activity started, we first distributed to them. Because the full village, everything damaged, nothing, nobody went to them, and nothing was left to them. And only small school building was left, and they were sitting in that village. Everything blown away, nothing was there, no food, no clothing, no shelter. So after we went there, gave tarpaulin and all, they covered their houses. Now they started building somewhat okay.
Now how is the position? Now any activity is going on by the organization? Water
projects are continuing. That means you did not keep the number like 108 or nothing.
No, but after this cyclone, I'm telling.
Cyclone?
Now situation has come to stable.
In
tribal villages?
No, every month we are distributing that. For ladies, we are distributing pregnant food, protein food and all.
Even now?
Every month we are distributing.
Oh, before also?
No, before also we are distributing. For that we allocated one team. Every month he'll take that vehicle and he will go. And now the situation is stable from Hudhud onwards.
Has it affected the water projects, the cyclone?
No. Every tank was stable actually. Tank,
the pipeline and all,
2 feet we'll dig actually. Because after we started doing projects and all, the villages also, before they used to have quarrel between, first one village, if 2-3 villages are nearby, they used to have quarrel. And if I am one village person, you are one village person, if I have grudge on or anything on you, he used to go, he'll take some knife and hit on the pipeline,
okay,
straight forward.
He'll damage it.
Yeah. So that incident we faced in around first 10 projects.
Uh-huh.
So what we decided is, in the starting also we used to dig somewhat, we used to cover underground. But we have decided we need 2 to 3 feet underground. The pipeline should be underground. And if anyone does anything wrong, any pipeline is damaged by yourself or anything, we'll take you, you'll never ever get anything from Swami. Like this, we used to threaten them like anything. Like that, some coordination also developed in between the villagers who, before they used to quarrel like anything. And after doing this service activity also, if we keep one common tank between them, all of them should be united, or else they cannot maintain that tank and all. By this also they gain some coordination between them, as before they used to quarrel like anything.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us all about these activities and your involvement in that. In fact, at this young age, you and your team, you all team members are in your 20s, right?
Yes.
So at this young age, you are doing so much service. So I pray to Swami to give you all more and more strength and make you His worthy instrument in His mission. I also wish you all good luck and thank you very much for coming to studios.
Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam,
dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:20 and it's a pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. As part of today's segment of Service Love in Action, I read for you a short conversation with Brother Sandeep, which I had recorded on 25th of last month. And in that conversation, as you heard, Brother Sandeep spoke to us about his involvement during the service activities by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in Vishakhapatnam during the cyclone which affected in the month of October this year. The relief activities, basically. In fact, Brother Sandeep was also involved in about 108 water projects, drinking water projects in the tribal villages around Vishakhapatnam. So about that, he had spoken to us last week. About that he had spoken to us, and I had played for you the conversation last week. I hope you all have listened to it. If you have missed the conversation, you can download it from our website, radiosai.org. Well, please send us your feedback, suggestions and comments for all the programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, including today's program of Service Love in Action segment. As always, you can mail us to listener@radiosai.org. So, placing this segment at Bhagavan's lotus feet, I sign off for today. In a while from now, brothers Prem and Arvind will join you for next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Govinda Krishna Vithala, Venu Gopala Krishna Vithala.
Govinda Krishna Vithala, Venu Gopala Krishna Vithala.
ವಿಠಲ ವೇಣುಗೋಪಾಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಠಲ. ಜಯ ಕೌಸಲ್ಯಾನಂದನ ರಾಮ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಆನಂದ ರಾಮ
ಕೌಸಲ್ಯಾನಂದನ ರಾಮ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಆನಂದ ರಾಮ
ಜಯ ಕೌಸಲ್ಯಾನಂದನ
Thursday night.
శ్రీనివాస వెంకటే.